The Ghana Association of Science Teachers, GAST, has held a dialogue to deliberate on policies and programs of political parties on the teaching and learning of science. The dialogue was to point out some of the issues that contribute to low performance of pupils and students in the sciences at both the junior and senior high levels. President of GAST, Reverend Kofi Ando, emphasized the need for education to be depoliticized. Amasewa Bediako reports.
The president of GAST, Reverend Kofi Abo, identified three challenging areas hindering science education in the country. These are serious infractions identified in most science textbooks in circulation, attitude and failure of some teachers to implement skills given them, as well as the low level of support by government to the association in building the capacity of its members.
It is sad to mention that most science textbooks on the market and in our schools are filled with various forms of serious mistakes. The seriousness of this infraction is that some of our teachers who are employed to teach the subjects may not be well equipped to even identify those mistakes. Hence, they transfer the wrong information to their students, who will also reproduce this data to the detriment of their performance during the BEC and then the WASI examination. The second issue is that most publishers of the science textbook do not do due diligence to the dictates of the books that they publish. On attitudes of science teachers, some of the reasons that we have gathered are: one, the child-centered approach of teaching science and application of the Bloom's taxonomy in test item writing and administration is very involving. And most of our teaching is geared towards examination because they have a short period within which to prepare the child to write their examination. And apart from that, too, the syllabus is also involving. So short period, more syllabus, the teacher can't engage the children to go through some kind of investigation to come out with their own results. We've also identified a lot of infractions in the questions that are set by WAEC. Sometimes the specimen they give are wrong. Sometimes the questions are ambiguous. And unfortunately, when they go for this review and marking, sometimes they don't give attention to those questions that were ambiguous or those questions that were mistakes. And all these come together in assessing our students.
Reverend Abo outlined a number of remedial steps to promote science education in the country.
We suggest as an association that, one, directors and heads of institutions must do background checks to be able to engage teachers in their requisite area of study. Publishers must also liaise with the association to effect thorough editing before the books are circulated on the market and in our schools. We also want to call on CRDD to resuscitate the collaboration that they have with the association. We are calling on parents' associations, that's the PTA, to seek the council's advice on the right books for the awards. We are calling on government to rekindle the collaboration that it used to have with the association. We are also calling on WAEC to also do due diligence to their questions to eliminate ambiguity and errors.
GAST acknowledges that teachers in science tend to use the shortcuts in teaching, where focus is geared towards preparing students for examinations and not for life. Hence, they teach instead of doing science.
Amasewa Bediako reporting.
This news